What program are you using?
Because I'm Bill.
And I'm Abby. Is it going?
Okay, hello. It's me, Daniel Rustich. Back again.
Google him.
Google me.
Do the thing.
Well, that's what...
Google him.
Well, that's what I do, is I go to... When I was playing Magic the Gathering at this shop place...
Pegasus?
No. In London.
Oh,
in London.
Everywhere.
Wow!
These are some of the sodas we like. Please continue.
Wait, so I would do is... I made a song about Magic the Gathering, so I would be like, hey,
I did too.
Did you know I made a song about Magic the Gathering? My name's Daniel Rustich. Google that.
Did you know that I wrote a song about Magic the Gathering in 2007?
Wow,
oh,
I didn't know you played.
Oh, boy.
You don't play anymore.
Played is not...
Oh, was
right?
It like a...
Google Mark Twain's one-man show.
Well, was it like a better product.
Yeah.
This song was titled I'd Tap That. It was a rap track.
Oh, okay. Well,
it took us a while to get a beat.
Oh.
I just did it without anything.
Okay, all right. And then...
and then, like a year later...
Was it supposed to be kind of sexual? Were you making it kind of sexual?
No. It was very aggressive.
Okay.
It was pretty quick.
Okay.
Meanwhile, I have a hat.
I would like to see that.
She has my hat.
All right.
We should take a picture with us in the soda.
Ooh.
Because we've been doing so good. Yes. We've been doing so good at getting pictures with the sodas, but we didn't do it beforehand, and we gotta do it before we open the dang thing. Perfect.
What are you doing?
I don't know how to flip it in this angle.
That's the same way you flip it in the other angle.
There's usually a button. Get on in here.
I don't want to knock your shit out.
I appreciate that.
Hello. Are we just doing this one soda?
You're just doing the one, yeah.
Okay, cool.
Then we're kicking you out of the show.
Okay, thank God.
So, welcome back.
Now I can go home free.
So we made...
You don't have me prisoner anymore.
We made our good friend, Daniel Rustboy.
The Rustboy.
Really capturing my feelings.
Yeah,
thank God.
Rude.
I was saying before about
sugar. Please continue.
Sugar.
Me and my little brother, Joshua. Hi, Josh. We were looking at lots of sugar, and we weren't just looking at sugar. We didn't go to the sugar factory, just look at piles of sugar.
It's so good.
I mean,
just rub it in between your hands.
I mean,
it feels so good.
Feel that grip.
I'm sure there are like sugar museums, but not in Wisconsin.
We got a mustard museum nearby.
I know. My dad went to the mustard museum.
It's fantastic.
It's
he
a
loved
good
it.
Place.
Yeah,
I've
good.
Never been. Why didn't we should go
we
to the
can
mustard
walk
museum?
There
but
from
I know
here.
That it's a good
okay.
place.
Well,
do
can
it.
We walk to the mustard museum from here?
Yeah, it's not open now.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Come to brunch with us. We'll go to the Mustard Museum.
Okay, Mustard Museum time.
Let's go to brunch.
A drink of like Mountain Dew or something.
Yeah.
Will have like 78 grams of sugar or something crazy
yeah.
in it. And your daily intake is like 30.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you drink one of those and that's like you're weak. You're dead.
Blowing minds.
And people drink...
Well, I've had several.
People drink like 3 of those a day.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
I've been to college.
That's fucked.
It's real fucked.
Well...
It's why I'm
so
not...
We haven't
healthy.
Drunk like any soda at the time that we've been here, besides stuff that you get as a meal deal. But Joshua, even when he gets a Big Mac meal deal, he just gets tap water from the machine.
Oh, I get unsweetened tea.
Because he's a...
Yeah, I'll do water a lot of the time.
He just... Yeah, because... Well, I was about to say because he's a weak-ass bitch, but you guys tend to back him up then.
Sorry.
Yeah. We support our fans.
Took the wind right out of those sails.
You're an honorary soda pal, and I appreciate that.
Honorary soda... You're backing him up for not drinking soda and calling him an honorary soda pal.
He's got distinguished taste. He's choosing when and when not to drink the sodas.
Ooh, he's choosy.
Yeah.
And that
in
time
this,
where he doesn't drink
this,
soda
this
is never.
This is episode 103, and I know there are absolutely times when you do not drink the soda.
Okay, all right.
So would you like to introduce what soda we're drinking
We're
today?
Drinking Jolly Rancher soda. It's orange. It's naturally and artificially flavored.
With no juice.
With no juice. And here's the thing. Jolly Rancher, to my knowledge, doesn't have an orange flavor. You don't buy a bag of Jolly Ranchers and have an orange.
Forgive me if this is awful, but are you familiar with the Jolly Rancher?
I don't know what Jolly Rancher... I thought...
They're little rectangular hard candies that are very strongly fruit-flavored and extremely sweet.
Very strongly.
Sweet.
But
okay.
conspicuously
now they have a soda.
Not
but
orange.
But it's weirdly not as... Okay, so what is it?
Where?
Okay, it's 591 milliliters.
Okay, well, in a normal bag, apparently there are orange.
Okay.
But in a normal bag, orange is not featured.
You're getting a fact check. So say of Richard Osmond.
They are?
It's like the Dictionary Corner on Countdown.
What?
I'm so confused. It is like having Brian on the show. I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
I ripped it.
Oh my
but
god.
But yeah, it's like the Dictionary Corner on Countdown.
Okay.
You do know what Countdown is?
No.
Okay, fuck.
We'll watch some Countdown, we'll have some Jolly Ranchers, we'll hit the Mustard Museum, where we got a whole trip planned.
Fun fact, when you look at Orange Jolly Rancher, and there's people who still ask, the second question is, can you get Jolly Ranchers in the UK?
Yeah, can you get Jolly Ranchers in the UK?
Not sure why that's related to Orange.
Amazing.
Well, do I have to ingest it? How much do I drink?
Oh, well, we're splitting
gonna,
it,
so. We're going to split it.
Again,
I wasn't just going to down the whole thing.
All right. There it is.
It has been discontinued.
Oh, it's... Ah! It's not in the standard bag.
Suck it!
Anymore.
It was the original. It was the OG.
Yep.
So this is for like... Oh, actually, how old is this goddamn soda then?
No. It's not that old. Don't worry about it.
If it's like...
Phoebe bought it for me. I don't know how long ago that was. Or how long it's been on... Man, I did good on that.
Yeah, you did.
Okay.
There you are.
That's very equal. It's not cold.
So, don't drink it yet.
All right.
First, because we're a classy establishment...
Ooh!
We need to give it the nose.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I could already smell it.
That is very orange.
Guess what, y'all?
Oh, my goodness.
Here's a fun fact.
Orange soda.
Do you want a fun fact about UK versus USA orange soda?
I want nothing less.
The US color their orange soda.
Yeah.
They use artificial coloring.
Totally.
In the UK, all orange soda is yellow because orange juice is yellow.
Right.
Right? So Fanta is yellow. But in the US, Fanta is orange.
Yeah,
and it actually
tastes
slightly different because of the thing they do to make it look orange.
Son of a biscuit.
Yes.
I believe this.
So
I can feel this bubbling in my hand.
Yeah, I can too.
It's forceful.
That, okay.
Yeah, this smells like a traditional American orange.
Right, it's got that zippy
When do we
orange.
Have the vodka? Oh, when do we get to that bit?
that's their show. We got booze.
That's an actual
Still
thing.
Mixed drinks. Or mixed booze drinks. Buddies now.
Booze buddies, that's cute.
There you go. So let's give it the mouth. Cheers.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Mouth time.
Yeah.
Mouth
Thank
time.
You. Thank you.
Whatever. Still kind of long enough of that, I know.
Yeah. It's kind of thick.
It's really thick.
I don't know what you mean by thick.
It's thick.
I
this is what we mean by thick.
Well, listen. It's kind of like
syrupy. The consistency is heavier than a.
Well, it.
Yeah.
First thoughts. It immediately makes me feel sick. But that's a lot of soda.
Little precursor here. Brian and I reviewed the blue raspberry Jolly Rancher soda, and I laid on the floor for like an hour after that.
So it should be noted.
More?
Yes.
Well, it's not got a heavy sugar consistency.
Well, I had.
There must be something in
it. I had at least half the bottle of that.
Okay.
So.
It also changed color after you poured it out.
Yes, it did. It turned gray. And
this is actually still orange.
I think that was like the fourth soda we had that day.
That must have been off soda. I don't know if you can get off soda, but.
You absolutely can.
All right. Cool.
We reviewed Virgil's Orange Cream, where two bottles were wildly different colors.
Shit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you should do a thing where you just. You take regular soda and then you take the expired counterpart.
You
and see
like
how,
the long con.
Well, it's like wine, right? Or cheese.
We've been drinking aged sodas.
Well, okay.
And
okay.
I've gotten some feedback about that. These are some of the sodas we like to let age for a while.
Okay.
What is like fine wine or fine cheese or?
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Or like
it just goes flat.
Asshole kids. You gotta just let them grow up. Make sure you treat them right or else they turn into asshole adults. But the thing about this is it tastes immediately...
forcefully carbonated.
Forcefully carbonated. But it just immediately tastes like Fanta, obviously. Or like Tanga.
Yeah, it's
but then it has an aftertaste.
Only less flavorful on
well,
the first hit.
Well, it has an aftertaste of like puke, I feel. But that might just be because I ate McDonald's earlier.
that would.
Which has a standard taste of puke.
You which has just the... regular taste of puke and
it's
like
got
mixing.
The aftertaste and this isn't just because you said McDonald's it's got the aftertaste of a stale bun that you left a condiment on and you don't remember which.
Ooh.
I don't like the aftertaste
aftertaste is bad
the way that it just like disperses in your mouth and like hugs on your tongue like it's clinging for its life
there
all those little bubbles are trying to get into every single crevice
on
my tongue. I do not appreciate
my glass
it.
Left
Do we have to drink the whole thing?
Oh, yes.
Abby and I have a pledge. You are safe, but I would appreciate it. And I would, I would think more of you if you finish it.
Oh.
Not that he'll think less of situation. You if you don't.
I will think less of you if you don't.
Yeah.
But that won't impact your life too terribly. You are primed to escape my wrath.
It's like you've challenged me to a duel, and I have to accept.
Right.
But it's a lose-lose situation for me, because either I'm a pussy or I'm dead.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's the same with drinking this.
Now, we do have a little bit more time in the show, because it's
questions.
A soda review show.
Indeed.
Yes. So, here on And Better Podcast, we have a 0 to 100 scale, invented for this show specifically, but used throughout. 50 is completely average. For some people, that's just tap water. For some people, that's just a glass of milk. Whatever is completely average. You drink it, you think nothing of it.
All right.
100 is the best thing you've ever put in your mouth, bar none.
Literally, bar none.
Bar none. A zero.
There are so many things I could have said then.
Yeah.
A zero is...
Who knows how many things you've put in your mouth.
Wait for it. Because a zero is when a dog eats something that it shouldn't, shits it out, eats that poop, and then you pick it up to scold it, and it throws that up in your mouth.
No.
Oh, it throws it up, then it throws it back up. Thank you, audience.
I definitely thought there was a missing level to that.
Yeah, it's a dog mistake. So keep these numbers
in mind.
And
that's supposed to be worse than tap water? Because I drink that every day.
Maybe that's your average.
Man,
the average is deeply personal.
Yep, it is. It is a definitely
calling it my average is one way to put it.
Average Thursday night.
In addition to a numerical score, because the audience at home, they don't get to taste Jolly Rancher orange soda.
I mean, they could.
They don't know what this. It's not.
Do you have
save yourselves?
Do they have like a 4D experience?
Where you can what we do is we provide an analogy about how this soda makes us feel on an emotional level.
Okay.
So that the people at home have a feeling that they can connect and latch on to and really get the full experience.
Sure. I got it.
If you have your analogy, if anybody has their analogy,
you're just gonna hit it at any time.
Just go.
I have one and just go.
Well, you know, like it's like if you're a small child in the forest, right?
Right.
Okay.
And you find a stream.
Right.
And you go to the stream, you're very thirsty, you know, it's a watery stream, you start putting water to your mouth, right?
Heck.
Oh, it tastes nice for a second, then all of a sudden, like, all of this, like, rotten fish comes down the stream, and it slaps you in the face and starts, like, it fills your mouth up, and you take your head back, forcefully. You're like, this fish is now in it, you pull it out. I'm not saying it tastes like fish, but it's like an unwanted taste this sort of thing craving, right?
Okay.
You pull out the fish, you throw it away. But then all of a sudden you hear this call that's like, you liked that fish, didn't you? Yeah, and your stomach's like, no, you didn't. But your mind's like, you want more, don't you? That wasn't too bad, was it? Your stomach's like, no, you can't handle that. No, you lack fish intolerance. I don't know what it is. But your brain's like, you want to.
I cannot tolerate lacking fish.
And so you're like, and then you put your face in, right?
Yeah.
And then you can't find any fish for a while. And you're like, but wait a second, I didn't even like the fish to begin with.
Yeah.
And then the moment you're like, I didn't even like the fish come again.
Oh,
and
the
process repeats.
Yeah. Oh my
god. That's that soda to me.
What do you give that for a number?
For a number?
Yeah.
37.
Okay. Oh, no.
Alright.
Well, Brian's here, he can handle this. Also, you're welcome to be on the soda cast every time you visit, because that was fantastic.
that was good very time. Good. I will say, my analogy for this is it's literally the opposite of what your mom gives you when you have a tummy ache.
Like the opposite of Calpo.
I don't know what that is, but you know, right, exactly. But the opposite of Pepto-Bismol, or the opposite of Tums, or the opposite of, honey, why don't you just go get some ginger ale? Whatever that does for your stomach in the calming, this ain't doing it.
It's like when we used to have, we used to drink fish oil. Fish oil?
Oh,
yeah, cod liver oil.
Cod liver oil.
The aftertaste kind of reminds me of cod liver oil.
All right.
And that may be where the fish thing came from.
Perhaps.
Could be.
It's deep rooted.
So really what we're saying is the same thing.
Yeah.
Is what mine just...
We used to love Calpol. Calpol medicine for children, but it was like strawberry flavored. Tasted so good. We used to pretend we were sick so we could just like down Calpol. We just...
What was it for? for?
It was just for, like, it's like cough medicine. It was
the
most petite form of medicine.
Our cough medicine tastes like the gates of hell themselves.
Yeah, it's really bad, so.
Specifically so that we can avoid that reaction.
Fair enough.
Yeah. So your number?
Oh, my number. I'm going to give it, like,
42. 42? All right. Just went to sleep. We're fine. We're safe. We're good. We're fine. We're safe. Okay. We're good.
Yeah.
So.
We're none of those things.
It was either late middle school or early high school when Bob, the original co-host of the SodaCast.
Bob.
Looked me in the eye and picked up a Pokemon card, a Leaf Energy, and said, "It tastes like lettuce," and looked me in the eyes and slowly started eating it. And he ate the entire card, green ink dripping down his chin. I'll never forget that.
What?
This soda is like if Bob, now a member of city council in the town he lives in, came up to me and went, "I'm going to eat your card. I've been there before. I've seen this brand of horror. But I want to see 30-year-old Bob do it."
Yeah, yeah.
I want to know. And I get in there, and at first it's good. Like, oh, yeah, he's eating that car. This is fantastic. And then it happens. Then I get upset. Because it takes a long time to eat a car.
Yeah.
A very long time. And that's what this feels like. Watching a grown man eat a card when you saw him eat a card 16 years prior. 32.
Oh, all right.
I hear that. He's an old man.
He dodged the bullet on this one, John.
It's really actually not that bad. I don't know what...
It gave me a
bad aftertaste.
It brought my sore throat
back. Oh, that's true.
36?
Actually, I don't want to drink more of it.
33.6. That doesn't seem right.
But what number did you give?
32.
Oh.
Can't be that low.
Well, I said...
You gotta get the fucking cell phones out.
Yeah. I said,
107 divided by 3.
107, I got 101.
37, 32, 42?
Okay.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did Ryan fail math?
Yep.
So then it'd be, what, 35? 3, I think? 35?
I'll call it 35.3. That seems fun.
Yeah, that seems better.
You want to just hit go? You've got it punched in.
No, 35.6.
I was wrong about 107. Just hit equal. 37!
I really don't like that aftertaste.
I did my math bad at one point. So the average is 37? Is that what you gave it?
I gave it a 36.
No, you
gave it a 37.
Yeah, you gave it a 37.
You're right.
We did five on either direction.
Yep.
So it really should have been
so
a lot.
So really, really, so you know, the winner here is the public school system.
Jolly Rancher orange soda. Slap a fish in ya.
Wow. Did I have any good quips in this episode? I don't know. Oh, well.
Pass me the Jolly Rancher.
I have a good hat, so I'm cool with it.
Is there anything else that you want to mention about this before I close this out?
It's distributed by the Elizabeth Beverage Company.
I think we knew that.
Our queen's called Elizabeth. That's a fun fact. If you didn't know, the Queen of England.
She's actually the second of her name.
The Queen of England is the jolliest rancher of them all.
What is malic acid?
See you later, soda pals.
What is malic acid?
I don't know.